Welcome to the first episode of the Furry Feathered Farms podcast. I'm your host, Rick Mueller, and we're joined by my co-host, Reagan Mueller. Can you say hi, Reagan?
Hi.
Reagan is currently a first grader at John Paul II Elementary. How's school going?
Good.
That's good. So, I thought we'd do some little introductions here. To start off the first episode of the podcast. So, Reagan, do you want to tell us about the rest of the family?
My sister Kennedy, she is in preschool, about in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, her name is Jolene.
Okay. So, what do we have for pets here on the Furry Feathered Farm?
We have two dogs, fish. So
what's the dogs' names?
Zoe and Kit, and we haven't really named the fish. We have chickens, ducks, and nope, nothing else then.
Well, how many chickens do we have?
Don't know.
We have eight chickens.
Eight chickens.
Do you know how many ducks we have?
No.
Six. Six ducks. You know what kind of chickens we have? Do you remember their names?
No.
Black Australorps.
And gold chickens?
And buff Orpingtons.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of ducks? Remember?
No.
Khaki Campbells?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, how did we name our farm? So, we came up with this name, Furry Feathered Farm. How did we name that?
Oh, well, once we got our little easel out, and then we tried naming a bunch of names, and then we went through what we did want and what we didn't want, and then the last one was Furry Feathered Farm, and that's what we chose.
Whose idea was Furry Feathered Farms?
Mine.
How long ago did you come up with it before we decided on it?
Like a couple months.
Yeah. It was your idea for a long time, and that's when we finally picked, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Do you remember any of the other ones that we had on the list that we didn't pick?
Lonely Willow.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Kennedy do, like, something? It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't remember.
She does a bunch of those weird things.
Yep.
I really don't remember that much.
Yep. So, it's finally getting to be spring around here.
Yeah.
It was a long winter, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it pretty cold?
Was it pretty cold, did you say?
Yeah, was it pretty cold?
Yeah.
Yeah? But it's okay. What's your favorite activity in the winter? What do you do, like, every day? Or it seems like every day. You don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Ice skating?
Oh, yeah, ice skating.
Yeah, you're a figure skater?
Yeah.
Yep, you and your sister. That keeps us pretty busy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's finally spring.
Yeah.
Figure skating's almost over for the year. Only a few more weeks left. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do this summer on the farm? A new season, a new spring, a new year on the farm. What are we gonna add to the farm? What's our next project gonna be? Do you know?
Bunnies.
Bunnies? Why do we need bunnies? What do you want bunnies for?
Just to have a pet.
You want pet bunnies?
Daddy wants to eat them.
I do want to eat them.
And also, I'm gonna start making a worm farm.
You are gonna start making a worm farm, aren't you?
I already got two.
We found two this afternoon after school.
Mm-hmm.
Filled the tote full of dirt and put some worms in it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are worms good for?
What are worms good for?
Yeah, what do worms do?
They keep soil really good for plants.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can also put them in there and put them in our composting bin, and they're really good for composting.
Yep.
Too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be cool. And then if we have extra worms, then what can we do with them? Do you know what Daddy wants to do with extra worms?
Fishing.
Yeah, fishing bait.
Yeah.
So we want to get some rabbits.
Yep.
and you want pet rabbits, and Daddy wants rabbits to eat. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to work that out? Because you can't eat pets.
No.
So we're going to have to get two sets of rabbits, pet rabbits and eaten rabbits?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's going to be a lot of rabbits.
Yeah, it is.
What are we going to feed the rabbits? Do you know what rabbits eat?
Rabbit food?
Yeah, rabbit food. How about grass clippings?
Yeah, that's... Don't worms... What do worms eat?
Well, we can feed the worms all of our table scraps.
Ooh!
Mm-hmm.
And... They'll have to share with the chickens.
They will have to share with the chickens, because the chickens get a lot too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Do you know how you're going to make your worm bin?
No.
Your worm farm?
No, we'll have to do some research on that yet, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to, you think we'll just dig all your worms, or you think we'll buy some worms?
I don't know.
No, no.
We'll try and find most of them, but if we can't find enough by the end of the summer, I'll probably try.
Yep. Try to see if we can buy some.
Some.
Do you know where to buy worms?
No.
Do they sell them at Walmart?
I doubt it.
I don't think so either. We'll have to research that too.
Maybe, oh, maybe you could buy them like as fishing bait, like at the fishing store, but not use them as fishing bait.
That's a good idea. If that's the kind of worms we want.
Yeah, whatever. I don't really know what types of worms we have even right now.
No, they're just garden worms, earthworms.
Yeah, we just found them.
Yeah.
Worm we
yeah.
In our garden.
Yep. So is there anything else?
Nope.
That we're going to add to the farm? What does your Uncle John want to get? Do you remember?
No.
Mini cows?
Oh, yeah, mini cows.
Think that's a good idea?
No.
No?
You also want to get goats.
I don't want to get goats. Your mom wants to get fainting goats.
Oh, yeah. And when everyone, you're like, we're getting fainting goats, and you tricked me.
Yeah, I did trick you. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, and you didn't tell me the truth until, like, the next day.
Yep.
It was funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay. Are you getting ready to plant a garden? Or aren't you thinking about that? You let Dad handle all that.
Mom, I'm pretty sure you're going to do all that stuff. I might help sometimes. But we already got some strawberries growing.
The strawberries are green, aren't they? That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing to eat out of the garden?
Watermelon.
Watermelon? How about tomatoes?
Ooh, those are good too.
But the only way you eat tomatoes is with?
What?
What's the only way you eat tomatoes? With what do you put on them? What has
salt?
Yeah.
I eat them without salt, though.
Oh, do you? Yeah. You eat some? I didn't think you ate anything without salt.
Hey! I eat my toast without salt. Well, there's still something sweet on it called honey.
Yeah, you put honey on it. But salt isn't sweet.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, if you think so. Okay, well, I think that about wraps up what we wanted to talk about for this episode, doesn't it? Yep. So... this is Rick and Reagan, signing off until next time, here at Furry Feathered Farms, as we search for the
simple life.